Latter-day Saint Home Educators is pleased to bring you this audio presentation, recorded live during the 2018 Home Education Conference, held in Williamsburg, Virginia.
My name is Kari Brimpal. My class is Keep Them Motivated. Number one, I'm super excited you are here. I have been with LDSHE for a very long time, since the first conference where we said, I think we should do this every year. And so I have kids and we just follow right along, and that's what you're doing too. This conference is amazing. And for those, how many here, this is your first conference? Wow, okay, so maybe almost half. Welcome. This conference is phenomenal, and it's phenomenal for you adults. But because I was the youth president for 4 years and then helped with the other, 5 or 6 years, this conference really isn't for you. We're glad you're here. I'm glad you have some classes to take. This conference really is for your kids. So how many here have kids with you, like at the conference age? Yay! Okay, the youth conference is even more fabulous than the adult conference. And I hope you felt that last night at the talent show and the after party. And I hope your kids are chatting and telling you, and I hope they've been to classes. This is like a really big step. It's very independent for these kids. And I talked to some of my 12-year-old little friends yesterday, and they were like, it is so exciting. We picked our own classes. My mom's not even hovering or worrying about me in the hallway. I can walk wherever I want to, And she did have a little friend with her, and she's like, and so it's okay because we're together, but we can go where we want, And then they're just so excited. And as they get older and older and older, that excitement still stays with them. The youth conference and the adult conference, we start planning this in August or July. So we only get a month off. June, woo-hoo, we can all rest. And they're working madly on the audio presentations to get them up on the audio library. But everyone else, they're like, oh my goodness, okay, get ready. And then July, we start planning. So may I encourage you to jump in. They need people on all levels to help volunteer. This conference, they need people to sit at the back, to hold up signs. And you won't see it, but I will. She holds up signs that says, stop talking. You have 5 minutes, stop. But there's people that, we need people at the doors. We need people greeting. We need people to hand papers out. Those who want a little more, they can help plan the classes, plan what we're going to do, who we're going to have come. And just like Louisa said next door, she said, fill out those survey sheets. If there's a class that you want, tell us about it. We look at those. We really do read all those surveys. And even the youth surveys, we read those too. And that's where we get ideas. We want to know what you want, what you need. Because as we try to keep our thumb on the pulse of what is really going on, but really, give us a hand. Tell us what you want. You might have met the person next to you, but you probably don't know the people in front of you or behind you. So just take a very short time, introduce yourself, find out where they're from, who they are, how many kids they have, and then stop there because that's enough talking. So introduce yourself, please talk. That's one of the best parts of this conference. Today, my presentation is Keep Them Motivated. Now, I do not want you to walk out of here at the end of this going, there is no way I can do all of that stuff. For heaven's sake, either could I. So this presentation took me 20 years. Finally got it down. Now I can finally give this one. I didn't do all this stuff every single year. because that would kill you. Okay. Number two, these are answers to prayers. I remember I have five kids. My oldest four have graduated and have moved on. And we've adopted, and we've got a little 14-year-old guy, and he's coming right along. These are answers to prayers, things that I was on my knees saying, Heavenly Father, what do I do with these kids? What was I thinking? Homeschooling? Are you kidding me? What do I do? How do I get them motivated? How do I keep them on task? They're like monkeys. They're mine, but they're all monkeys, you know. Get out, sit down. No, not you. Yes, you, sit down. So these are answers to prayers. And that's a big part of homeschooling, is asking and praying and listening. So let's get started. All right. I asked you these questions before. How many of these things do you have in your purse? Sometimes we think our kids should just naturally be motivated. They should just want to do math. I'm sorry. I'm not motivated, but you know what motivates me? Oh, you give me a 50-cent coupon? Oh, I'm motivated. I will buy, what does it say? I will buy this. If I have a coupon for a dollar, we definitely need this now, okay? A card where you get stamps, that is motivating to me. I only need three more stamps and I get a free smoothie, you know. That excites me. Something to eat, we're motivated by hunger. Hello, we all have something in our purse to eat. Or to feed some quiet, you know, noisy child, here, eat this because you're noisy. Okay? We have a toy. We're very motivated by other people. We don't want other people to be bothered. So here, here's a toy. Be quiet. Play with this. Okay? Do you shop at a certain store? I go to the grocery store because I want 10 cents off my gallon of gas, you know, after a certain number of points or stamps or whatever. Bonus, alarm clock. Sometimes we're motivated by loud, obnoxious noises to get us up. A toothbrush. Oh, yeah, that reminds me to brush my teeth for 2 whole minutes. You know, we bought a toothbrush for our new son, and, you know, he's like, 2 minutes? Two? How long? I'm like, until it stops beeping. You know, it's like, okay. So we're motivated by outside things. All right. If you take nothing away from my talk, there's two things that I really want you to take away. This changed our life. So when our oldest was 5 and she went to kindergarten, so we homeschooled when our oldest, we pulled him out when she was in 6th grade because school was working and that was great. Anyway, we said, oh, and on page 95, I think, that's where you can take some notes. Or draw pictures, you know, doodling. But do your dots. So my daughter loves stickers. Oh, I love stickers. And so I was like, oh, this will be great. For her first day of school, I had this chart. It was like, oh, she loves stickers. So the more stickers, the better, right? Well, it was get up, make your bed, get dressed, brush your hair, all these things. And she got a sticker for each one. Well, on the second day of school, she was like, Mom, I really don't want to go to school. And I was like, oh, no, why? You know, do you hate school? Are you being bullied? What's wrong? And she's like, I don't want to do all those stickers. It's so much work. So I was like, oh, no. So at that point, we scrapped the sticker project, and Do Your Dots was born. And it's come different places over the many years, but this has completely changed our life. I still do dots. My daughter is 26, so I've been doing dots for about 20 years, and I've almost got it done. Okay, so how do you do dots? What are dots? I have 4 things that I require my children to do before we start school. In our homeschool, we started at 8:30 or sometimes 9, depended on the year. But there were 4 things they had to get done. Those 4 were different for each and every child, okay? And they're not like impossibly hard things. So one dot right here, one dot on each card says job. Every day my kids all have jobs that have to be done before school starts. The beauty of this one is there's certain things around the house like trash, sweeping, What else did we have? Clean the pool. We have a pool. That was a summer job. You know, there's things that have to be done every single day. And that job, if they do it, then there's a chart on the wall, the allowance chart, and they put an X saying, I did my job before school started. That way, my garbage goes out every single day. The floor gets swept every single day. There's certain things that I require. I don't shoot for a super clean house. I shoot for sanitary. You know, I'm like, I just don't want bugs. You know, that's where we are. So let's shoot for that. Now, if the kids do not do their job before school starts, they don't get paid their allowance. Oh, money talks. Money motivates. Okay? If they don't do their job before school starts, they don't get to eat until their job is done because that garbage needs to go out every single day. So they're motivated by hunger, and I'm like, oh, it's lunchtime. Oh, you didn't do your job. Oh, you didn't do your job. Okay, well, when you get your job done, then you can come join us for lunch. I'm not doing my job. That's all right. You'll just do it before dinner. You know, I don't care. They get hungry enough, they'll do their job. So that works like a charm. And then you keep track of allowance, and you're going to pay that. I pay allowance on Saturday. I sit down, and we all got cash. You know, here's all your money. But if you don't mark your chart, I don't know if I should pay you. Oh. So they're very motivated to time card. That's, I'm training them. Okay, so the other three dots are specific to the child. I had one little daughter, and she hated brushing her hair. Oh, that's one of your dots. You know, I asked them, what do you think your dots should be? You know, and I had a kid, and she made her bed every day. So that was not one of her dots. You know, right now, Darnell, he's our new adopted son. One of his dots is get dressed. Okay, you have to be dressed, you know, before he goes to public school. It's like, well, that's an easy dot for him. Clean up your room, that's a tougher dot. He's a 14-year-old boy, and his clothes, I mean, it's like, do you have any clothes in your drawers? I mean, they're full, but there's clothes every. So I need to see your carpet before you go to school. That's just where I don't care if it's all thrown in the closet. I just want to see the carpet. Because Saturday, I'll go through your closet with you, and we'll put it all in the laundry basket, whatever. Okay? So sit down with each of your kids. I gave them a 3x5 card, and I thought, oh, maybe I should do that. Give you each a 3x5 card, draw four little circles, and then this is it. So over here, there's a line. So I have one, too. Mine is read my scriptures. Did I say my morning prayers? Brush my teeth and take a vitamin or whatever. You know, it's like they're not hard, but they're things I need to remember. Okay, so the beauty of this one, over here, there's a line. If I do those dots, I get what motivates my kids. We tried all kinds of things, you know, taking away this, no, can't have that, can't. They want electronics, period. If you don't do your dots, no electronics. That's no TV, no phone, no computer, no nothing, no music, nothing. Boy, that my kids are motivated. We love doing dots. Woohoo! Okay, they also don't get any money if they don't do their job. They can't go over. It's like jail. It is like you want to get your dots done because you want to go play with your friends. You want to have people come over. You got to have your dots done. And instead of every morning saying, did you make your bed? Did you brush your hair? Did you do this? All I have to say is, did you do your dots? You know, and they slink back to their room. No. Okay, so how do you do this? So over here, this is a glass jar. And if you're going to start this, you're going to start with a small jar, smaller than this, depending on how many kids. And then you go to the Dollar Tree and you buy these little glass beads. Because when you drop those in that glass jar, it sounds like money. Ching, 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 ching. Oh, and that's just another lovely motivating sound. So as they do their dots, they could pick them up and drop them in the jar. And around our house, you could hear these being dropped in, and somebody says, yay, great, way to do your dots. You know, they're cheering each other on because when that jar is full, we're going to go do something. We're not going to Disneyland or Disney World. we're going to go out for ice cream, or maybe the discount movie. It's not a huge, gigantic thing, but we're going to go celebrate that we filled up that jar. Now, I have kids that are like, I'm not doing my dots. That's okay. That means you're not having all those things, but you're also not adding to the jar. So it's going to take us longer to go see that movie we really want to go see.
Is it one jar for the family?
One jar for the family. So we're all working together to fill up that big jar. Okay? Then if you get really excited, once the jar is filled, you can dump it out and sort it by color. I had my kids, I love making graphs. Oh, let's sort it by colors. And then we roll the dice. Oh, each one of these blue ones is worth 5 cents. Oh, and they'd count and that's about as far as my math went, but we'll get to that later. But this has motivated us. This has kept us on track. It reminds even me, oh yeah, what are my dots right now? I have 5. I am doing Spanish. And some mornings I'm in a rush, and so I have Duolingo on my phone, and I'm like, okay, I got 10 minutes. I can hurry and do this. Or sometimes if I'm really in a rush, I will just look at some Spanish words, or I'll say, oh, la mesa. Yay, okay, head, shoulders, knees, and, you know. Or I'll, you know, just even if it's just a little bit of Spanish, I'm at least doing Spanish. Okay? Other days I work harder at it, but all of that. So do your dots. This one, woo, super awesome. Okay. Change the world. My parents moved in with us, and that's when we started this program called Change the World. I wanted my kids to get used to standing up and presenting or standing up and giving a talk, and this seemed like a perfect way to do that. So each person in our family chose one topic for the entire school year. We didn't do it all during the summer, just the school year. And once a month, they had to get up and give a presentation. I didn't care how they did it. I would sit down with each one, and we'd say, hey, how do you want to do this? And so my daughter, she liked piano. She said, I'm going to use different musicians. So she'd pick one every month, and then she would learn how to play one of those songs. And they usually were very simplified songs, but she really liked doing that. And then she'd stand up and she'd say, now family, you know, for family home evening, oh, I'm going to tell you about, you know, Chopin. And then I'm going to play, you know, this little song. And so as a prize, I went out and I bought those little, I thought those things cost $30 or $40. They're like $3.50. They're plastic. I thought they were, you know, ceramic or I don't know what I thought, but wow, those were cheap. That was a great. So now we have all these little heads on our piano for all the ones that she did. Okay. Another daughter who loved art. So she would pick an artist a month, learn about him, and then she'd say, okay, everyone, get your paintbrushes. Now we're going to paint like Cezanne. Oh, okay. And she'd tell us a little bit about him. And now that daughter is teaching art in elementary school. Go figure. Okay. So just different things. My 5-year-old picked animals. We did one per continent, and she got to draw a picture and tell us where it lived, and we had a map. So that was really fun. My parents were involved with this. And so my dad, he told us all about different wars. And that was like, wow, I had no ideas. World War I, World War II, you know, things like that. So you can, that's a fun one. And you can sit down and say, okay, one year JJ was like big into Star Wars, and he's like, I'm going to do Star Wars. And I'm like, okay, you can tell us about the characters or the ships or the place, you know. Okay, so that was kind of fun. All right, so that's an idea. Keep that one in your head. Reading. How do you motivate your kids to read? Well, I had some kids that were big readers. I had other kids that were not big readers. So how do you encourage that? Well, here's my little 5-year-old who now is in the MTC just last week. But we were trying to encourage her and say, wow, you really know lots of words. No, I don't. Yes, you do. So we traced her, and I would print out words, and they were all just super easy. And I was like, oh, you know this word. Glue it on your body. And so this was a visual representation of all the words that she knew. And then they start learning words so fast, you're like, oh, okay, we're done with that because now we can't plaster everything. But that was a visual way for her to see, oh, I am full of words. And she, and this was in the kitchen, and people would come to visit, and they're like, oh, wow, you know, you must homeschool. Yes, we do. So, and but she would sit there at lunch, eating her lunch, and looking and reading all the words. Oh, that was good practice. Okay, so in March, we always did, we were always involved with a co-op. I can't homeschool on my own. I need people around me, and I won't make a book or do anything fun for just three kids, but you give me five kids in a class, oh, wow, we're just going to shoot the moon, you know. So if you're that kind of person, gather some people around. And if you don't have any homeschoolers, find some people. They can be grandmas. They can be people in your ward. They can be, you can do it after school and have those other kids come. Find a way to make it work for you. So in March, Dr. Seuss has his birthday, and so we would always have a big celebration. We had each of the kids had to dress up as their favorite book character. They had to bring a food from a book, and they would stand up and do a book commercial. My thing is, I like kids standing up and being able to talk to other people. And we were just a small little group and not too scary. And these kids would stand up and say, this is my favorite book. I love this book. It's awesome. And then they'd get into it, and then they'd really, oh, let me tell you about this one part. So they'd have each have to stand up and show their book. But then beforehand, they each had to make a shelf for myself. So we gave them each a box, or they had to find one. And if you just take a regular box like this and you tip it on its side, so now it's like this, you cut out the front side. It's a bookshelf. Wow. So we had all the kids bring their favorite books and put it in their bookshelf. And then we put all the bookshelves on a table. And we gave everyone paper and pencil. And they could go around and go, oh, I love that book too. Or they could write down titles of, oh, these are books recommended by my friends. Look. And so they would write those down. And they'd be so excited. At the end of our party, we'd eat all the food. The green eggs and ham always showed up. We'd have a book exchange. And we would ask everyone, please donate books. And then we'd ask other people, please donate books. Do you have any books, kiddie books that you don't want? Oh, yeah, they're cleaning out. One year we had a lady, they were moving. She brought 12 boxes of books. Wow, that's a lot of books. So we stuck them all out, and the kids, we lined them up, smallest to tallest, and they each got to go through and only pick two books. And so they'd pick two books, and they'd be like, oh. Then they'd run around, and they'd line up, and they'd just keep going through till all the books were gone. And we're like, yay, here's bags. Bye, you know. Goodbye, little books. Super fun. So these kids got to pick out books for free. So that was really a motivating thing. In June, I love to do projects where let's involve everyone. So this one right here, the summer kickoff in June, I'm like, okay. I would have our whole co-op come over. We'd give them big poster boards, one per family, and they would draw three shelves, and they would draw like these. They were empty books, and they'd color them. And then during the summer, as a family, we tried to fill up that bookshelf. With books that we read, we would write them on the side. And if you have little tiny kids where picture books are really short, then you make extra poster boards if you're really that involved. Get involved with your library. They're very motivating. Oh, you get to stick your sticker on the wall and you get a free book. Barnes & Noble does a book club. Books a Million. I mean, almost any big chain bookstore has some summer program where your kid can earn cash or earn a book. Also, at Christmas time, we do the December Reading Challenge. My kids check out. I taught school. I graduated in education. I taught school. And after Halloween, those kids are so full of sugar that school is like November. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanksgiving. Woohoo! Then it's Christmas. They're mentally, they check out. And it's like, no, 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 no. Come back in. So December was our December Reading Challenge. And so every year, this is for 2014. Every year we try to read, so this coming December, we're going to try to read 2,019 pages each in the month of December. And you might say, each? My kids are all old, so they're all, you know, they have time. Well, not really because they're in school. But it used to be our entire family against my dad. My dad was a voracious reader. And our entire family, including reading Curious George and Dr. Seuss, he would beat us every single December. And so it is like, okay, as the kids got older and read more, I would pair them up, an old and a young, and say, okay, now you're in charge. You two together, you're a team. And then as they got older still, then they each got their own chart. So this was just another way to encourage reading. And we would have great book discussions over dinner, like, who's reading? And that's not fair. The dad just finished, you know, Moby Dick, that's 1,000 pages long because he listens at work or he drives, you know, and listens, audiobooks count. And he wouldn't mark it until he was like, oh, he marked all of 2 and all of 0. And it's like, that's not fair. You know, so we had to kind of keep a tally and all of that. But this was, at least I knew my kids were reading in the month of December. Because sometimes your co-ops stop or, you know, it's Christmas. They're not really focusing on their stuff. But this was a great way to keep motivating. So each one of these little squares is like 20 pages or 10 pages or whatever. So that was fun. And whoever got it first won the Barnes & Noble gift card. Ooh, so they could go buy a book. All right, history. How do you motivate kids in history? I love history. So we called this time travelers. There's 3 ways that we would motivate them. Earn your rank, earn your charm, and throw a party. Number 1, earn your rank. So whenever we studied medieval times, and we did this when our kids were in elementary and in middle and in high school because it's so much fun. So over here, I would give them, this is a chart. This is a little piece of paper right here. And they start as nothing, but they can work their way up. So the boys can become a page. Okay, so what do they have to do? They have to earn 30 points, read a book from the book list, and they have to do at least 6 chores. They have to be a page for the day. They have to do 6 chores and serve their family dinner. Ooh. Okay. So over here, I had another page, and this is how you earn your points. And that's where you put stuff on there that you really like, oh, watch a medieval movie. 10 points. Awesome. You know, over here, 20 points, research medieval medicine. So they had to research and you know, write something on a piece of paper to show me. Well, so they wanted to work their way up to a knight. And we always did this with a group. And so you become a knight for the boys or become a lady for the girls. And if you did not get up here, they knew there was a party coming. If you did not make it to the knighthood or ladyhood, you had to serve those that sat at the purple table. In all the years that I've ever done this, 1 kid didn't make it. And he had to serve the others. He was such a good sport about it. But he was like, I will work harder next time. You know, he was very repentant on that. So then we have this big party. And then we work our way, you know. So here was the high table, and they all came in costume. And then later we had another party, and so here they are. They're jousting and having a huge sword fight. They had to put, these are horses, cardboard horses that they had to actually wear and actually do this. Anyway, so much fun, and they really do like to dress up and become someone else. So that's a very fun thing. All right, earn your charm. So this works like a charm. It's super fun. So over here, we're going to talk about this. This is earning your charms for geography. We had 1 charm for each continent. And these are different. So these are different continents. These are just from the scrapbook store or the scrapbook aisle. And we just got them, put them on that foamy stuff, punched a hole, and then I found, oh, the world keychains, and we put those on as they earned them. Over here, we did this for a family reunion, and I wanted all of our kids to get to know their aunts and uncles But they were so busy playing with their cousins that they weren't, talking to their aunts and uncles. So all the aunts and uncles made a little something out of clay. So this Sculpey clay, we love this stuff. It's clay, and then you bake it, and then it gets really hard. Well, you take a paper clip, and you make a shape, and you stick a paper clip in it. Then it's a charm. Oh! So all the adults made little charms, and they kept them in their pocket. And every time the kids sat down, you had to sit with your aunt or uncle for 5 minutes, and then they would give you your charm. You know, and they could ask questions, they could play a game, they could do whatever they wanted, and so they would earn their charm. And that was the whole thing was, oh, you want to get every single one. You know, and we try to encourage that with our kids, like, oh, did you get grandma's yet? Oh, you need to go sit with grandma. You know, and, oh, so they each had a fun time doing that. Throw a party. Okay, so when I was young, my mom loved, she taught school, and when she came home, she started having kids, she came home, but she missed school so much that our birthday parties became large events, and I loved that, and that's one thing that my homeschooling has completely, it's all about the party. So you think in your head, boy, wouldn't it be fun to have a party with ancient Greece? Oh, yeah, or we're studying that. We're studying Greece. And I always think, oh, what do I want to do at the party? And then work your way backwards. Like, oh, yeah, wouldn't it be super awesome if we could all come in Tokyo? Well, we should probably learn about what they used to wear. Okay, so let's plan a day where we learn about that. Oh, well, wouldn't it be fun if we learned about their food? Oh, yeah, because we're going to have food at our party. So we should probably learn about that. Oh, yeah. Or you can find a curriculum that's already made and look at it and go, oh, these are all fun things we could do at our party. Because at the end, it's the culminating, ta-da, and that's usually when I would invite the parents in. It was a big parent night, and the kids had to stand up and say, I made this, or let me tell you about, you know, Greek food. And so here we are. This is pin the column on the Acropolis. And over here, so that was always the classic. Over here, these are Greek vases, vases. And over here, these are my high schoolers. To make these awesome-looking vases, you buy those cheap vases. You buy them at the thrift store. They're a quarter or 50 cents. You take tin foil and you crunch it all up, and then you make these handles. You tape them on it, and then you paper mache over it, paint them orange. It is artwork from ancient Greece. Okay, my daughter, this one right here, when she was in college, she had to do an art project for her art history class. And I'm like, honey, make vases. She's like, oh, perfect. So she and all her roommates made Greek vases, and she turned it in. You know, her professor was in awe of these marvelous vases. So super fun. But here we are. These are the charms the kids had to earn for Greece. And kids will do stuff. I don't know if you guys have charts of either Pokemon, where, oh, you need to collect all 152, you know, that's the original ones. Or here's a chart of every Shopkin that is ever out there. And your kid's always like, I just got one. Where is it on the chart? They want to fill those charts in, and you hate those charts because you're like, we're not buying all 77 of those, whatever. So, but make your own charms. And here we have, this is a column. Here's a fish from the Mediterranean. Here's a picture, you know, a scroll and a little monument or whatever. But the kids had to do certain things. So follow your curriculum. It says, oh, they have to read this. Oh, you get a charm. You have to read this and then show me. Here's your charm, you know. But make those charms a big deal. Wow. Look, you know, and every night at dinner, you know, Dad would come home and he'd like, did anyone earn a charm? Ah. Look, Dad, you know, so super fun. They'll do projects. They'll make food. They'll do stuff for a charm. We all do. Okay, so geography. Oh, 1 year, like we always tried to study different countries, but 1 year we said, oh, this year's the world. So we're going to study each continent. And so I am notorious for, let's make a book. So here's a piece of paper. Look, it's a book. Oh, you know, staple it right here. And oh my, look at that. So we have lots of little books everywhere I go. I just have little books following me. So we invented the Passport Club. So over here, this is a book, and it had 16 pages. That's 8 pieces of paper folded in half, stapled with, like, one page was for the map. One was for money and export. So one page for each one of these, and this gave them a place to put all this stuff. Well, I wanted my kids to really, really work hard, and so, they're going to earn a charm. So over here, they had to complete 40 points. That was the deal. That to pass this class, you had to earn 40 points. And these are all the things that are in that book, except some are, read a book, watch a movie. They got points for watching movies. I loved that. We gave them each a map, and here's a whole list of things you have to put on the map. As they would do this, they would earn their charm. Okay? So here's United States was the taxi, and this Asia was the panda bear. So for each book was a different continent, or they had to pick a country in the continent. Super fun, and the kids will do it. And as they check things off, kids like to do that, and they like to see, where am I? All right, we also did a Christmas around the world. At Christmas time, I love to invite our friends in. We gave them each little tiny Christmas trees. And I said, on this date, we're going to have our Christmas around the world party. Here's a tree. Decorate it for your country. Pick a country and decorate it. And then when you come, bring the food and dress up if you want. Oh, and so a lot of people have done this with their a place they've been on a mission, or their ancestors came from this place. And every year it was just kind of fun. We'd invite different people so we could try different foods. So that was another easy, fun idea. Writing. Do some projects with pizzazz. I have a whole hour presentation on this that you can find on the LDSHE audio library. So I'm not going to really go into that, but make your writing projects fun. For me, if it isn't fun, kids aren't going to do it. They don't want to do it if it's just really, really boring. So I have lots of fun ideas that you can listen to on another one. Because I thought, I'll save that. Math and science, I am not a big math proponent. I am not sitting down and doing math every single day. Makes me insane. And so our kids took classes, and we paid them for their grades. That was like, okay, they're motivated by money. That works for me. And I don't have to teach them math. They have a program, or they have someone else, and I was able to track that, and then, you did awesome. Here's some money. Okay, Candy Cane Workshop. This is the second thing. If you take nothing away, take this one away, because it's so much fun. So every December, I throw the Candy Cane Workshop. And this is a time and a place in my home where all my little co-op kids come in, and they've earned money. And they get to go Christmas shopping without their mom and dad. I mean, how many here have taken their kids to Walmart? Okay, pick out something, and I won't look. I'll just pay for it. Oh, wow, look at this on Christmas morning. Wow, just what I wanted, you know. They actually earn money, and they get to go shopping at your house. Oh, it's the best thing ever. Well, the reason I did this was because my kids check out. They don't want it. They're just laying on the floor. I can't do science. I can't do math. I can't. So I have this chart right here. When all my little co-ops come together, I'm like, today's the day we hand out the Candy Cane Workshop. And so I hand them each a packet, and there's 4 pages that look like this. And if you want any of this, I will give you an email, and you can email, and I can just send you all this stuff if you want. I have a blog, and it's like under construction, and it's anyway. But if you want some of this stuff, that way you don't have to do the work. I've already done it. So over here, so there's 4 pages, and these are things I want my kids doing anyway: reading activities, writing activities, math activities, science activities, geography, things like that. The kids, this is independent learning in its finest. So I give each of the kids one of these charts, or these packets. We go through one by one. We read every single one. I say, oh, put a star by the ones you think are easy or you really want to do. So they'll do that. So now they're ready. And then they are so motivated, they can hardly wait. They're like, I want to go home and start this right now. And I'm like, oh, no, you can't start this till the Monday after Thanksgiving. What? You know, they have to wait. Because I'm like, no, everyone should have a holiday that's Thanksgiving. And then you can start working Monday. Because they really will want to start. So they earn money by doing these activities. And they're things like read an article in The Friend. Write an article for The Friend. Write a letter to Grandma. Write down your favorite Christmas memory. Things like that. But they're going to get paid $10, $5, $8. Some are like $18, you know, $15 for a do-it-yourself project. So they start earning money. And then I ask all the parents in our co-op and anyone else I can find, I say, please, will you donate? Clean out your house. It's Christmas time. Give us all your gently used toys, books. We need stuff for the kitchen. Bring it all to my house, and we'll sell it back to your kids. And so all the parents are like, yay, I'm cleaning out. So here's all their kids' toys. That they're like, yay, we're moving this on. And then the kids do. They go, oh, I love this. Is this mine? You know, I'm buying this back. So anyway, at least we get some money out of it, right? So on the day of the party, we set everything out. We set the prices. I use little garage sale stickers. And you have to price things pretty high because, like, I've had kids walk in and say, I earned $250. And you're like, well, this toy is now $50. You want to buy it back? Okay. That's awesome. Okay, so you set everything up. The kids come. They've already tallied up their points. I have the moms do that. The moms are in charge. And if the moms want to say, I'm sorry, this is too sloppy, you have to redo it. That's their problem, not mine. I don't want to do that. They come, and the first thing we do is we say, oh, look, everyone fold your piece of paper in half. And then fold it. You have a wallet. Oh, here's your wallet. And so we staple it so nothing falls out. And we put their money inside, and it's bulging. But on the back, I say, okay, who are you shopping for? Because as soon as they walk in and they see all that stuff, I'm shopping for myself. No, you're not. Remember, mom, dad, siblings, right here. Grandma, grandpa, whatever. And so we march them through. They get to look the first time, and then we line them up from, you know, youngest to oldest, and we march them through, and they get to look at everything. And then the next time, we take six at a time, and they can go shopping. My older kids that are in middle school and high school, I let them go shopping first. They each get to pick out three things and put them under the table or whatever. And then they get to help with wrapping. They're the cashier. So I always put my kid, who's not very good at math, you're the cashier. Here's a calculator. But this is math practice for you. Okay, so they get to do that. The kids buy, then as the kids go shopping, they can only buy one present the first time through. But as soon as they're done, then they pay for it, they run, they learn how to wrap a present, and then I have a big tub for each family or a box, and they put it in their family box. And we use magic markers. There's no little cute labels. It's like, to mom, you know. So it doesn't get lost, and everybody knows. So at the end of the day, each family goes home with this overflowing box of Christmas presents. Okay, so over here, I just made Santa dollars. I just, you know, that was like an easy thing. But here's some kids shopping and wrapping. And it's so much fun. So what does it teach? Time management. These kids really, if you give them this kind of incentive, the first year, it's always kind of like, oh, I'm not going to earn that much. But then when they see some kid who has earned $250 and they have 57, they're like, oh, my goodness, that kid went home with, you know, we've had kids go home with garbage bags full of presents because they earned so much money. So they learn time management. How am I going to work this out? They learn how to work independently. And I do this with my third grade and older group through high school. You know, they'll do this if you give them the independent work. Oh, they get so excited. And if they don't, you can match them up. You can have a younger, young elementary work with like a middle schooler or a sixth grader. Match them up, and they both share the points. So that works. Giving together, money management. They also learn how to wrap presents really well. Okay, at the end of the year in May, usually our co-ops have, where do they end? The co-ops end mid-May. And in Virginia, our school district doesn't get out till June 19th. And that's a long time for our kids to wait for their public school friends to get out of school. So one year, my kids were a little bit older, like middle school and high school, and I was like, okay, everybody's done. We need something to do because they're just laying around the house after they get their dots done. So I initiated, the Brimhall University Honors Program. Ta-da! Okay, so by the end of by June 15th or June 20th, whenever school's out, we have to do this. And I just put things in like under literature, they had to read four classic books. Four classic, are you talking like thick ones? I'm like, no, there are classic small paperbacks too. You know, challenge yourself, but no, you don't have to read Moby Dick four times. You know, it's whatever. You had to do view two art exhibits or major works of architecture. They had to view five approved films. At least one of the films had to be in a foreign language, you know, things like that, or attend a performance of music. In May, there are tons of, piano recital, dance recital, we got every recital under the world. There's a concert, you know, everyone's doing their stuff, or attend two plays. So just different things, and you just make these up, like, yeah, what else do I want to encourage in my family? And so, but I have things under life skill or spiritual. They had to work on their duty to God for 4 hours. Awesome. That's, you know, an hour every Sunday. Let's sit down and look at that. And these are things that we would do together. Be like, oh, hey, everybody, we're all going to the museum today. They're doing a special thing at science, at the science museum. And so we could all check it off. So that worked very well. Number 10. Okay, how much time do we have left? 15. Oh, awesome. Okay. What do you do when they're not motivated? What happens when money, they don't care? Well, what about, I'll make a chart. I don't care. Hey, we're all going to do this together. I'm not doing it with you guys. I'm going to lay on the floor. I'm going to close my door. What happens when that happens? Okay? That's when you bang your head against the wall and you're saying, you're still doing your dots. I don't care what you're doing. If nothing else, we will do our dots. That's tradition. We're just doing that. So what do you do? And your kids will go through phases. Some things, they're like, Mom, really? I don't care about my dots anymore. I know, but the rest of the family does. So be a good example and do your dots. Just put them in there. You know, that's when you have to really start being creative. And you really start praying. And you really are like, I'm going to try everything. I'm going to try anything. Okay? I have a kid right now, and he doesn't want to brush his teeth. Okay? This is something we all do. So your teeth won't fall out of your head, you know. This is something we all do because your teeth show, you know, like those should motivate you right there, right? Shouldn't that motivate you? I'll give you a coupon, 50 cents, you know, brush your teeth, you know. You can go shopping for a new toothbrush. I don't know. So what we have found with our son, he loves to watch YouTube videos. He loves Dude Perfect. He loves sports videos and all of that. Guess what we do while we brush our teeth? We're watching a video. Oh, they're usually about 3 minutes long. Oh, that's good. Keep rushing. Keep rushing. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. You know, your mouth is foaming. You're like, okay. We're just going to watch till the end. Oh, it's over. Click, close that down. Rinse. Your mouth is on fire because, you know, the Colgate is so spicy. Ah. But it's like, oh, my goodness, we just brushed our teeth for 3 minutes. That was awesome. Okay? This works if you're both going to bed at the exact same time or you're both going to go do this. But that helped. That helped. Okay? We made a chart, and it was a big mouth, and I put, like, teeth. And I was like, oh, for every time you brush your teeth in a row, you get to fill in a little bracket like braces because he wants braces. Like you have to brush your teeth. Do whatever it takes. You know, okay, what are we going to do now? Okay, so NICU, you have to make it novel, interesting, challenging, or unique. And this is something, not that I made up, but from people that work, that have ADHD, if it isn't a novel thing or interesting, challenging, or unique, they're not motivated by that. They're motivated by this. Well, that's everything I've just been talking about. Number 1 through 9, those are all challenging. They're all different. They're all weird. I've never heard another talk where people are talking about doing this. Oh, okay. So that's kind of, you have to sing and dance. Okay, if they're motivated by people, find ways to bring people in. Okay, if your child is, I am at your wit's end and you don't know what to do, this is where you're going to, oh, you want to have all your friends come over? Great, get your work done, and every Friday night you can have a party. We'll have a pizza party. We'll make pizza. But you have to get your work done. Okay? And some people are like, oh, you're bribing. No, 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 no. There's a difference between a bribe and an incentive. Okay? A bribe is I'm going to give you money and say, here's 10 bucks. Go do your math. That's a bribe. You're paying them first. But I can say, if you do your math, you will earn that $10. That's an incentive. A lot of people are like, no, 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 I'm not bribing my kids. You're not. You're giving them an incentive. Okay, when you get a coupon in the mail, is that a bribe? Well, kind of. It's an incentive for you to go buy that product. They'll give you 50 cents. But they're not sending you 50 cents and saying, please go buy our crackers. Oh, thanks for the 50 cents. Woohoo, I'm going to go buy a soda. You know, like, they're not handing you money. They're saying, here, I'll give you this if you do this. So don't feel like, oh, I'm always bribing my kids. No, you're not. You're giving them an incentive. Okay? Simple. Keep it simple. And then post it on your wall. And you're going to refer to that. Oh, remember, this is what we're doing. Remember, this is how we do this. Remember, this is the goal. This is the family goal. We're all trying to do it. So be a good example to your family. And we're doing this. Okay? Keep it up on the wall. Sometimes kids just totally forget. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Okay, well, here's the reminder. I'm going to make copies of these on colored paper. We'll put them all around. Everybody can find it. And then be consistent. If you put it up on the wall, then be consistent in doing it. I love the quote, if you're not willing, don't expect what you're not willing to inspect. Don't expect your kid to have a clean room unless you're willing to go up and inspect that room. Because they'll tell you, oh, no, I cleaned it. Then you go up there and you're like, wow, this is clean? I'd hate to see dirty, you know, kind of thing. So sometimes it's just going to take being motivated. It's just going to, you're the one who has to motivate yourself to keep them on track. And sometimes they just need a good, sit down, we're just going to talk about this and kind of get you back on track. So if the fun and the parties and the, you know, look what we're going to do at the end doesn't work, you need to make it a shorter. You need to say, hey, we're going to do this. this is how we're going to accomplish this. If you need more help, that's not working. There's this great talk that I have just recently listened to, and I absolutely love it. You can buy it on Amazon, but I think it's cheaper on Deseret Book, called How to Hug a Teenage Porcupine by John Lund. And he has some great ideas. And he works with teenagers. He's like a counselor. And anyway, this has been just a great talk to listen to. You know, a friend shared it with me who was struggling, and it has helped us a lot. Sorry. Here, write it all down. I'll just stand in the front. So there are so many fun things to do with your kids. And I hope that you can, like, put a little star by one or two ideas that you've seen today. I have sat where you're sitting, and I've been in some classes where the person at the front is like, this is the only way to do this. And I remember sitting there, and my kids, like, I was like, this was even a couple years ago. I was like, I've already graduated a few kids. I think what I'm doing is okay. But this person was like, this is the only way to do English. This is the only, you need to do this and this and this. And I remember, like, I can't even breathe. I got to get out of here. You know, like, and I just thought, oh, I need to tell all the new moms in here that are just starting homeschooling, it's okay. This is not the only way. This is an option. So don't panic and go, oh, wow, I need to do all this stuff. No, you don't. You're going to pray and get your own inspiration. These are ideas. You can adapt them for the things that you're doing. You can make charms. Take that idea. You can do it in Young Women's. You can do it in Cub Scouts for the next short while. And then you can. But, you know, you can take these ideas and apply them in other areas. I hope that as you on your homeschooling journey, that you will pray, that you will ask our Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, when you say, how do I do this? He will put ideas in your head, or he will put people in your path to help you along the way. Take note. Write those ideas down. Try them. You're the one who's like, wow, what are you? You're doing what? Like when we invite our friends, yes, please come in a toga. We're having a Greek party. We're like, we're not in college. You know, we know we're gonna do the javelin throw with straws and, you know, or pool noodles. And yeah, you can just come on over in your toga. They might look at you a little strange, but you have to do what works for you. I know as you do this, our Heavenly Father will bless you with ideas, will bless you and help you along that journey, because I've been there. I've been right where you are. And grasping for straws, what do I do now? What do I do next? And so hopefully this has given you a couple of ideas. That's it. I ended a little early, so that's the first time ever. So thank you, and stay motivated as moms and dads. Oh, what do I have on there? I don't
know. Oh,
okay. Can I borrow your... I told him, I don't need a book this year because, and, okay, I guess I do. So, okay, the extras for their allowance. For our kids' allowance, they were sometimes very unmotivated. And I was, when they were kind of little, and it was like, I don't want to do my job. Well, and so I made a chart, and I just took a piece of paper. I'm a very visual learner, as if you couldn't see. But I took a piece of paper, and I taped on their allowance. So here was the week, and I had to be cardstock because they, you know, it was so heavy. But I've taped two quarters on Monday, two quarters on Tuesday, and all the way through the week. And so if they didn't do their job, I would pick that up and I'd cut it off, and I'd say, "Well, you didn't earn that money, you know." Boy, you know. Or if they did earn it, they could take it off. You know, at the end of the week, they had to keep it up there so we could do tithing and savings. But yeah, for to have your money cut off. And that is gone. It's no longer there. So that was a really fun one. TV tickets in this summer, and this was when my kids were in public school, I had TV tickets. And to earn TV time, this is, or computer time, they had to do stuff. oh yeah, clean that, or you had to make your bed, you had to do your dots, you had to do whatever, and that's how they earned TV tickets. But they could also trade those TV tickets in for time with mom and dad. A bike with mom and dad took 4 tickets. You know, oh, if they wanted to go to the movies, that took 8 tickets, or, you know, different things. We had some free TV time as a family, but that was just a good way to kind of keep them motivated. And then they had to put their TV tickets in the box, and, you know, so you just kind of do funny things. I taught seminary for 6 years, and the great and terrible, as it is in the scriptures, starting in January until May, there was a certain day that if you weren't on time, we were all leaving and going out to breakfast. If you weren't on time, it was the great and terrible for you. So you had to stay there and fill out a handout while the rest of us got in our cars and drove to McDonald's. And they never knew what day it was. I said, it's never going to be Monday, because I always want them there on Monday, and we always did muffins. And it was like, okay, but it could be any day. And then I just kind of hang that over their heads. Is it today? Nope, not today. Oh, you know, or, but I had a day all picked out because I had to make sure I had enough cars to drive there. So that was very motivating. And then movie Monday, every Monday during seminary, and you can do this for your own stuff. I want my kids there Monday morning, because if they're there on Monday, they're usually there the rest of the week. And so, oh, every Monday we'd have a movie and muffins, yay, you know. And I'd have them help make the muffins. Everyone dumped stuff in. It was really quick. And it would cook, and we'd watch. I would save the video, you know, like, oh, this is, I know we talked about this last week, but we're going to show the video today, you know, kind of thing. Also, the first time club we did, when our kids were really little, we would say, oh, it's time to clear the table. And we'd say, oh, who's going to be in the first time club? Oh, that meant the first time I asked you to do it, you did it. And some kids were in the fifth time club, you know, like. But the first time club, every once in a while, would get a prize. It was very random. But I'd say, oh, who is in the first time club? Oh, look. Look, all of you guys brought your plates over. Everyone gets a candy bar. Or, oh, I'm going to take you all outside. We're going to play a game. Oh, fifth time club, we'll see you later. Have fun doing the dishes, you know. But we're going to go and do something special. And it was just kind of a funny way to say, oh, wow, first time club. Yeah, I can, you know, that was very important to be in the first time club. And some of the kids were like, I'm in the no time club. I just did it, you know. And, you know, yay! Let me give you a sticker. It says 50 cents, but good for you, you know. All I have are those garage sale stickers. So, all right, anything else? Any other questions? Are you all motivated? Yes, okay. So, yes.
Teenagers.
Focused?
Focused.
Yeah. Just kind of the same thing. It depends what you're doing, but the Greek party, we did that with our homeschoolers. I mean, like our high schoolers. And they love it. They love dressing up. They love doing things. Find out what is their currency. What is your teenagers? What motivates them? If it's money, pay them money. If it is social interaction, then tell them, oh, great, then you can have your friends over. Or you can have a video party. Or you can have... But kind of make those special things. But you have to find out what motivates them. So it's one thing, but electronics is a huge motivator. And it's like, you know what? If you can't keep your grades up, I need your phone. No phone. It's like, you know, that's a killer. You can't do that. And it's like, this is a perk and a privilege. You don't need a phone. They don't have phones in Africa. Those starving kids in Africa, they don't have phones either. I'm going to dial Domino's. Yeah, you know, they're not doing that. So a phone is a big thing. You know, that's a huge motivator. We also have a little neighbor guy, and his grades weren't where they should be. He got no friends. And so my little guy, he keeps calling, hey, can you come over and play? No, I can't. I'm grounded. for the rest of my life, you know. So if find out what it is that, and that's going to take some time and effort. And then if they just buck the system, that's when you have to be consistent and say, okay, then they want to know. When teenagers, it's like when you go to the amusement park and you get in the roller coaster, and the first thing, you know, they pull the handle back. The first thing you do is you put your hands on there and you kind of shake it. Have you ever done that? Just to make sure I'm not going to really fall out of this thing. That's what they're doing. These kids are teenagers. They're pulling on the thing to make sure you're really going to be consistent. I hate being consistent, but that's what you have to do. They're pushing to see, how far can I push? Are you really serious about taking my phone? Because I know you want me to have my phone, so you know where I am. Yes, I am serious about taking your phone, and now you're grounded in the house anyway. So I know where you are at all times anyway. You're in my house, you know. So you can be in your room, you can be in the living room, kitchen, you know. So be consistent, because they're pushing. They need to know. They need to know where's the limit. And if you're like, oh, well, okay, here's your phone back. Okay, you can call your friend. Okay. They know that you're not serious. Be serious. It's hard. It's no fun. I hate being consistent. So I'd rather have a party instead. So, yeah.
So I have a quick question about the dots thing. So those extra things that they got, they obviously don't get those until after their homeschool work is done, right? Because they do it before the homeschool day starts.
Uh-huh. And
so is that like the motivator for them to finish their homeschool work? Is that then they can have the privilege that they earned from their dots?
Oh, from the dots? No, because the dots are, you won't fill up that jar. When you do it the first time, don't put it in like a mason jar and it's like, this is only going to take us a month to do. No. Do it, count out the dots and see how many dots it's going to take to fill it up in 1 week. So after a week, like, oh, we did our dots. This is awesome. We're going to go out for ice cream. And do that for like 3 weeks. Then you get a little bit bigger jar. But don't ever make it take a month to fill that up.
So I don't think I phrased my question okay. Right. The I get things on the side, like the TV time and things
yes.
like that.
TV, so. Electronics, have friends over. Those things all happen after school.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's kind of like those are the motivation to get the schoolwork. Is that what you would do as the motivation to get your homeschool work done, or was there something else that you
did? Yeah, you just keep trying. No, the dots, that was to kind of get them up in the morning and get them ready for school, and then we'd start school. And I tried not to ever take away the reward for the dots, because then the dots were like, you can't have friends over anyway. No electronics for you, you know. You didn't do your math. Nah. You know, so you kind of figure out what's best. But those dots really were for me to get my kids up into a routine, and then at the end of the day, they could have those rewards. Then you have to have motivators, yeah, to keep them up with their math. Woohoo, stickers, yay, or different things for your homeschooling. Okay. They've given me the I'm going to chop your head off so you can't talk anymore sign. So thank you. Stay motivated. This is awesome. Bye.
Latter-day Saint Home Educators is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to providing inspiration to homeschool families. We hope you enjoyed this recording. If you are interested in listening to more recordings or would like to participate in a future conference, please visit our website at ldshe.org.